I'm typically skeptical of all the press that depicts unarmed black people who are killed by police. I know white cops are killing unarmed whites also. I'm tempted to say they are getting killed more. In fact, I saw a stat that says they are. This is because whites outnumber blacks and browns in many cities. And even when we are talking about racist white people, they often kill themselves more because sociology tells us that we as human beings kill the people that look like us racially more than we do the people who don't. A lot of this has to do with proximity. Heck, even Hitler killed more whites than blacks. It's suspect when you're not hearing about this. I don't trust the media. One of the media's chief marketing themes is to condition the public to be fearful. They sell fear. The news media directly and indirectly tag teams with the movie industry. The movie industry teaches the public to fear black and brown people, but it also teaches black and brown people to fear white people. This is why there is only one mainstream movie I know about that shows black people fighting back and winning against white oppressors. I'm talking about Amistad. And even then, they needed a white facilitator in the form of a white lawyer to save them in court for the crime of defending themselves in the face of the atrocities of the slave trade. I doubt Hollywood will allow movies that depict things like Nat Turner's Revolt, Hannibal's conquering the Romans on elephants, or the Ethiopians' defeat of the Italians to remain the only African country not to be conquered by white European colonial rule. So I say be careful not to be hypnotized by the horrific images of black people being murdered by police. I trust they are going to attempt to put fear in our hearts, much like they did by bombarding us with images of black men being hung. It also seems like they are not showing all the white people being killed by whites, as if to imply we black folks are getting what we deserve. Every media network has psychologists on their payroll for a reason. They pay them millions to teach them how to talk to our minds and our emotions. The images we are bombarded with are done to condition our minds. The television often tells a lie to our vision. On behalf of Speak on the Radio, this has been Logic Up Man's commentary. For any questions, comments, and answers, please hit me up at speakonit@riseup.net. For an archive of this commentary, plus many more, please log on to kbcs.fm. Peace. Be easy.